As Trevor Redmond makes his third trip across Canada, arriving in Halton Hills this past weekend, he's always mindful of the country's healthcare workers. However, one in particular is front of mind for the Voyager, Dr. Patrick McDermott, who died a few months after treating Redmond. When Redmond was hit by a car in 1986 in Nova Scotia, he was likely going to lose his leg at age 15. But McDermott was determined not to let that happen, even if he had to administer a dose of tough love. As Redmond tried back then to leave his hospital bed in a wheelchair, McDermott confronted him and asked him where he was going. Redmond said, "To the TV room." McDermott replied, "Where are your crutches?" "They're on the bed," Redmond said. McDermott wanted him to stay active to aid his recovery. He didn't see that happening if he didn't get out of the wheelchair. You'll never miss seeing Trevor Redmond in his bright fellow in yellow outfit. Supplied photo. Get up off your ass, stop feeling sorry for yourself. I never put that leg back together for you to be wheeling back and forth up and down the hallway and complain to the nurses, McDermott said, instilling the need for Redmond to get up and move around. Now in his 50s and whole, he is still taking those words to heart. The care received from McDermott and his team formed the dual motivations behind his epic journeys across Canada. He is not just trying to draw attention toward the work healthcare providers do, but the fellow in yellow, as he calls himself, wants to be a beacon for staying active and healthy. Thank you to our healthcare system and how important investing in it is. Things like this, running across Canada, can happen when you invest, Redmond said. We heal as we move. If people are waiting around for procedures, they're not healing. Halton Hills residents were more than a little excited by his presence over the weekend. He arrived in Acton with just his three-wheeled cart carrying his supplies. The generosity of the community was on full display, as many took to social media to discuss getting him out of the cold and putting him up for the night. Because the homes would be out of the way for him, Redmond politely declined and opted instead to stay in his tent. However, at least one local business, Quesada, stepped up to help. He abused me with food. That was the biggest burrito I have ever eaten, Redmond recalled fondly. I had a huge supper last night, December 1st, and a huge breakfast thanks to them. It keeps you moving, Redmond said. From Acton, he went to Georgetown, where a young couple with an 11-month-old baby gave him a warm place to unwind. I really needed a good rest, he said in expressing his gratitude. A lady came out with a cowbell and was jangling it, Redmond added in recalling another moment in his trip. The warmth and generosity that has filled my heart here is going to keep me warm all the way through the winter. Right now, he's headed towards Brampton. From there, he will make his way through Vaughan, Richmond Hill, Newmarket, Northern Toronto, Bradford, Barrie and Orillia. This latest cross-country excursion began in March, and so far Redmond has covered just over 5,100 kilometers. He walked and biked during his previous two trips, bringing the total number of kilometers traveled to just over 30,000. He inevitably gets compared to national hero Terry Fox. However, he says a more apt hero to him is Rick Hansen, famous for his Man in Motion World Tour. Those who want to learn more about Redmond and his trek can find more at thereandbackcanada.ca. Redmond is also accepting donations to help fund his trip, which can be transferred to contact at thereandbackcanada.ca.